me. It's one funny morning.
I'm Dana Blizzard, and it's too early in the morning.
This is the dumbest show in the whole world.
From Monday
to Friday.
Sometimes on Saturdays.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
Dean stinks.
You never know what's gonna happen.
That's your Dateline voice?
I don't know.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't.
It's not a chicken leg. This is a chicken leg.
Look at that manhole cover on my face.
Not a bad rendition of me. Hold on.
It's a small, such a small town. So if you're walking, people just be like, "Do you want a ride?" It's like they don't need Uber. They just pull over. They give you a hug, and they're like, "We know your brother. We'll give you a ride to school or whatever." That's called
murder in New Jersey. No.
What's outside your Puerto Vecina?
That's Dallas. Yeah. Good morning. We're at Sunset Beach in New Jersey, which is
the tip of New Jersey, just the tip. And here is your host, Dana Blizzard. Woo!
Did she just do what I think she did on the morning show? Did she just do? Oh, that's what she said. Oh, I love it. Listen, good morning. What day is it? Thursday? Who agrees? Let's just get that out of the way. Let's pretend it's Thursday and we made it. Happy Thursday, Moon. I know. Listen. I just want to say that there's now officially a record for the number of videos that that group has made. And have we even gotten one video from each of you? Cookie Spice has been in, no lie, 27 morning videos. And if you don't want to see Cookie Spice anymore, which who wouldn't? And steak, all of them, joyful, love it. But they're going to keep coming at you until you're like, fine, I'll make a video. Good morning. Oh, Candace, I hear you. I want to see the pink moon tonight. I don't know what that means. Is that maybe? I don't know. You're trying to guilt us all. Listen, those Cookie Spice is not backing down. She's like, let's make a video. She's going to be at the Acme. She's going to be at a Wawa. She's going to get people she don't even know. I'm going to make a video. You're not going to stop her. You're not going to stop her. She met guys. I had to get my gynecologist today. I'm going to do one here. I got to go to the podiatrist. She's going to make a video everywhere she goes. Okay? So send us one of yours. Arlene, I'm feeling better. Mooney's like, I feel guilted. You better. Cookie Spice will show up at your house, Mooney. She will. You will be in a morning video. Colleen, good luck to you. I'm sending you good vibes. I did an intro, but a hard time uploading. I'm going to try again. All right. There was something going on. Steph was working on something was going on with the uploads. So she's on it. We got people we didn't know in Ocean City. Of course you did, Cookie Spice. I did one and I did send one in that, but I don't know what happened to it. Oh, we played one, definitely one of you in the snowstorm. I think there was another one. I'm not quite sure. But we've seen you plenty of times in snowstorms. Guilt. That's exactly what I was hoping for. Bob, I am feeling better. So that makes me happy. Corn update. We're not allowed fowl or poultry either. Stacey's still stuck on the HOA from yesterday. You are not allowed just in the front yard, Stacey. This was the whole, I don't think I'm creative enough to do a video. Okay. That's exactly why you should make a video. Listen, they don't have to be masterpieces. Okay. We're not looking for the next, you know, oh my God, it's not an award. There is an award ceremony. I'm not going to lie at the end of the year, but I find just as much joy in people introducing me to their cat. I'm going to be honest. Anything that shows me what kind of kooky person you are is I'm in. Chris Bass is like, what video? Chris Bass, I don't think we've had a morning video from you. So anybody that's watching, good morning, TikTok. This is morning show. It's real dumb. Welcome. You'll love it or hate it. Either way, you can't take your eyes away. It's like a train wreck. Oh, by the way, my dog is high as a kite. Let's look. Let's check in. Oh, there she is. There she is. So somebody got the bad eye. She was like this yesterday. So she got to go to the doctors. But I don't know if you know this about Lulu, but she a bit of a beast when she goes to the vet. So she got to go on Trazodone. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if, like, I don't know, maybe you were like a little bit extra as a person, or maybe you just got like nervous when you went to the doctors. And so right before you went to the doctors, they were like, listen, we know that you're a little, you're a bit of a lot, like just as a person, or we know you get like nervous at doctor's appointments. Here's some Trazodone. We want you to take some the night before you come. And then 2 hours before your appointment, you'd be like, really? You'd be like, listen, yeah, Bob, I am going to petition for this. And they'll say, listen, we need you high as a kite when you get here. And you go, all right, what is it? What? Tell me what I need. Like, well, first of all, you're going to need someone to drive you. Okay. I have my Chris Kermsey will pick me up. We need you on Trazodone.
Okay.
And bourbon. Okay. And this is just to get the appointment. Just to get the appointment. Can I make this a regular appointment, like weekly? And then your friend, yes, and a hunky person will pick you up and take you to your appointment. Mm-hmm. You've just described me at the dentist. I would love it. Do you know how much more I'd go to the doctors if people Trazodone me up before I got there? So many. So many. Lou, how we doing? I totally need that, especially they want to squish my boob with nerve damage to kingdom come. Kingdom ducking come. Oh, I see what you did there. Ducking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lou. She had like a light. She's so funny. Yeah. I have white coat syndrome. Annie, I didn't think that was real, but apparently it is because Diana's blood pressure will go through the roof. The minute she knows she's got to go to the doctors. I know. She's not getting up. Lou. Oh, I wish I was like that. Mm-hmm. Sounds like what I need to get my colonoscopy, probably. Sounds like what everybody needs to get a colonoscopy. Yeah, Chris Bass, you should do one. So think about, you know, making a video, something fun. And just introduce us to the fam, or to your backyard. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Oh, I went to a nude show last night. Let's talk about it. What? Must have missed a show. Mm-hmm. To talk about her event? I don't know. I don't even know if she's up yet. So last night, now listen, I don't know where you are in the child raising process, but I'm in the part where you pay a lot of money to send your kid to college. It's so fun being... And sometimes when your kid is at college, they invite you to come and see what the kids are working on. So that was last night. And this is kind of an offshoot. So this is actually the program last night was actually the dance recital exam, end of semester. Look at what we've been working on for the dance program. And Brooke was going to be playing the violin as accompaniment to this live music that was going to be playing. So she'd been telling me about it all semester. And she's like, I got to go and I got to play. And then they dance. Da, 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 da. So she did one number. I think there were 7 or 8 numbers total in the whole thing. Okay. So now... wouldn't say that I would put me in the category of like cultural, like you give me an Irish step dancer, you give me like a right, just a little Broadway, just ba, 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 I'm in. And even sometimes I'm not in. But once you start going like fringe, like people like talking to walls, or like something I have to like unpack, or like, you know, like interpret. I don't know that I would be good at interpreting. So Brooke prepared me. She's like, now there's a topless lady in the show. And I was like, this is a dance recital at school? Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. She goes, and then there's a guy that makes throw up sounds, but they dance to it. And I was like, I don't. What? She's like, yeah. So it's going to be different. And I was like, that will be different. So I was in the zone. I was in the zone. So we get there. I get there. I'm the only one. The first one, they was swimming. It's interpretive dance is what it is, Dottie. So last night they swimming. And it had eight little like presentations. Okay. And then each one was very described. It was like, here's the choreographer. Here are the dancers. Here's what we're trying to get across. This is the, oh wait, I still have it. Hold on. We'll read it. Somebody put a lot of time into it. I mean, I don't think I'm a good person, but here we go. In swimming, the pool is your stage. What happens when you flip the script and the stage becomes the pool? Do you see where I'm going? Okay, I'll keep going. How can the experience in water translate swimming to dance? You are invited to dive into this experience of a swim-driven piece created through research of stroke mechanisms accompanied by audible breaths and flowy water-inspired choreography. But I'm in. I am in. Let's do it. Do it up. I'm ready. Sitting by myself in a corner. I was like, okay. Yeah. And so, I don't know. There was five girls came out. And it was beautiful. I mean, here's the thing. Luann's like, sounds interesting. Listen, I wouldn't have missed it. It's beautiful in the sense that just you can... watching their bodies, they're clearly trained. Like, let me put it like this, okay? If Melanie and I, Dottie, decided to put on bathing suits and be like, guys, let's try to all do this together, it wouldn't be beautiful. Let me put it to that way. So, you know, the movement, the choreography, doing it together, I think I get lost on like, the interpretate, not, but then, and then they were breathing. Like they, in this one, they would be like, oh, and then you're like, oh, it was like when she was gone, she underwater. It was, you had to think about it. Mm-hmm. Nothing like water aerobics, Lorraine. They was working out though. Synchronized. And I was like, okay, okay, girls. Okay. And strong. These girls were strong. Like just legs, just on. And I was like, you go. You ever look at young people? You're like, look how their body. It just goes in all directions. Now she gonna be in bed for a couple of days after that. You never just watch young people dance or play or walk and just go, that's gonna hurt her tomorrow. She shouldn't have twisted like that. You should not sit next to me during a show. Let me say that. Because I was like, that is going to hurt. So that was that. Second one. Here we go. I didn't get this one. This was a duet. Two people, forever connected by tragic loss, grapple with the uncomfortable space between them. I didn't get it. We would have a good time, Chris. I didn't get it. They moved around. They walked a lot. I feel like I'm slowly turning into my grandma. I didn't get it. But they did a beautiful job. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like going to a new beach and understand no one there should be there. Your commentary would be the main reason I'd go watch this dance. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lee, it gets better. Usually it could have been worse. It could have been improv, which is actually improv that some crazy art teacher made up in order to have a job. Listen, we're going to go a little deeper here. Next. Was it this one? Was it this one? No. What was this one? Fishes? And the music didn't even sound like music. I'm over here waiting for. No, no, not. The only thing that sounded like music that was playing was Brooke. Everything else, it would like they'd put the soundtrack on. Yeah, yeah. So did the noises and the visual meet the themes? Look, Curly Top trying to make sense of it. I have no idea. All I know is that the music, like I just kept waiting for like music and it was like, I can't, I shouldn't have gone. I loved it. It's unbelievable. It just, the music, well, that was, it does sound like underwater music, but all the music sounded like that. And then Tanya, I was like, you're a dancer. I was like, how do these dancers, like when you're like, I'm like, count that four times. One, two, three, and then start. But if the music is just, this is a song. I graduated. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you could have picked any sound. You could have picked your refrigerator. It wasn't like thank you. That was beautiful rendition of the theme to Happy Days. It just, it was Dune music. Oh, remember Dean singing his Dune music? Mm-hmm. It gets better. So, I don't remember this one. Oh, maybe. Yeah, no, I do remember this one. So this one, six girls came out, beautiful, all beautiful. And they all got this like real loose gray shirt on, right? Like Free People, but big. And then they all pull their sleeves down like this. And then one person grabs the end and now they're all connected. So all these six girls, they're all connected. And that one was beautiful. That one was nice. I enjoyed it. Right? Then came the nudie one. Okay, let me set the stage for you. I'm going to set the stage for what I saw. And then you tell me what you think it was called or what we were interpreting. Here it is. Four people on stage. One is the teacher, three students, youngins. But the teacher was young. She was probably maybe early 30s. Okay. Now, they're all in clothes that are like real neutral, like Gap, like khaki. Okay. So real neutral. So you can't really tell. Like if this is my skin tone, it'd be like one shade up, right? So everybody's like real neutral. Then khaki pants. Now, pretend it's raining. What? Pretend it's raining and somebody gave you a parka. A plastic clear parka. You're like, okay. Now, pretend that you want to make the parka into a hoochie parka. You're like, what's a hoochie parka? I have never had those two worlds go together. It goes together. Started last night. That's where you take your parka and you turn it into a crop top. So you take your clear parka, right? Which basically looks like a plastic bag. And you cut it. So now this clear plastic parka that you're wearing only comes to just below your boobs. You're like, okay. Now you're sitting on a park bench. What Mm-hmm. So four people, hoochie parka, neutral clothes. This is the theme, except the teacher don't have a top on. What? She don't have a top on. She just got her Gap pants on. Her Gap khaki pants. Okay? And four Band-Aids. What in the Tiffany Hall are you saying right now? Let me up. I'm not done. Okay. So she got her khaki Gap pants on. She got her hoochie parka on. Okay. And two Band-Aids. One that goes this way or one that goes this way. So it's at a crisscross. That's it. The Band-Aids are here in an X like that. My kids are not going to college. What in the Tiffany Hall? And that's what I said to myself. I said, what in the Tiffany Hall? And then I said, oh, thank God I have not had a concussion. So she's like this. X marks the spot. Hoochie parka. Dancing around. And the whole time. Now, and they're on a park bench. And the music is. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to walk into the Gap now. You're going to see Gap khaki pants. And you'll be like, where am I going to get Band-Aids that match that? And she didn't care. And I thought to myself, A, this is their teacher. I don't know. Like, I don't want to see I've had a lot of teachers, and there are none of them that I've ever thought, you know what I'd love to see you in? Give me a minute. Hoochie parka. Band-Aids. I know. Okay. I didn't even unpack. Okay. She was part of the itty bitty titty committee. Beautiful. She was beautiful. She was a beautiful woman. And yeah, that was the thing, Bob. I was like, I wouldn't want to see many of my teachers naked, but she didn't care. And part of me, Judy, part of me was like, I wish that I had that kind of confidence. She wouldn't even, listen, if I get out of the shower and I see myself in the mirror, I'm like, oh, stop it. She didn't care. She had Band-Aids out. I don't even dance like, hey, oh, I don't even dance like that with clothes on. She was living life. Apparently I missed the first part of the conversation. Oh, Kristen, let me bring you up to date. I took my mom out to go food shopping last night, and this is the outfit that she tried to wear at the ShopRite. So weird. It was khaki pants, in case you want to, and these Band-Aids. It was real weird. The cops came. No. What was the point of her being naked? Well, this is what it wrote. I was lying. That's not what happened. It was called slipping. Let me interrupt. Now, I didn't even tell you what happened yet in this. You use disorganized and disruptive movements, complex feelings, losing control of our bodies, sovereignty, and our freedoms. Let me tell you what happens. So they start on a park bench and they're all dancing fine. But at some point, two of them start dancing by themselves and the teacher and this kid are just sitting on the bench. And then those two leave and you think it's over. It's not over. And it's not even like they were doing the thing like Dirty Dancing, where like he picks her up and puts her over that. I didn't see any what I would consider dancing. I didn't, because he's like, I shower in the dark, girl. I put the lights out. Mm-hmm. And so then the first two leave. Now it's just the teacher and this kid. And that's when things amp up. Now we take our hoochie parka off. now we're just naked with Band-Aids. Mm-hmm. And that is when she started doing a solo. The music stopped. And a boy. Mm-hmm. And she was only dancing to the sounds of the gagging sounds that he was making. And that was hard. And at that point, so there's more, Denise. Oh, the Band-Aids were very strategically placed. And Hardy did not move. I don't know that I've ever trusted a Band-Aid that much. Yep. So then he's making these sounds and she's dancing a lot and there's boobies everywhere. And it's so funny because, you know, there's a whole movement, Free the Boobs. Just everybody should be able to just walk in Europe. Everybody just walks around without a top on. And eventually after a while, you're like, oh, she just got these, her boobs are hanging out. But you didn't even notice them after a while. You're just like, those are good Band-Aids. I should find out who makes those. You know how sometimes you get a Band-Aid, you go in a pool and it falls off? Not these. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, nobody knows. So then, at one point, this is starting to sound more like a Tipsy Tuesday story. Girl, it happened. And I was sober. I was wondering if she was. The whole time I was like, she has got to be high as a kite. She has to be. Right? Has to be. No, the boobs don't fall off. The Band-Aids would fall off. Anyway, here's the last thing. Di was not with me, Janet. I wish she would have. I was thinking the whole time. No, Diane and I had to get away from each other yesterday. I'm going to tell you that story next. But here's how it ends. At the end of it, it's like real dramatic. She ends up on the ground and everybody, I feel like the end of all of them, they all just die on the ground. They just laid on the ground and they died. And a lot of them, their hands were doing this. So she dies on the ground and the beautiful, dramatic, but the entire time I was like, this girl has her entire, I was like, she gonna need a bath. This is what I thought the entire, she gonna need a bath. I don't know if those Band-Aids, are those the same Band-Aids for tomorrow? Because they had 3 nights of shows. There's still a night to go. I would never lay flat on this dirty floor. What? What? She did not rip her Band-Aids off. It was a thing on the floor in her Gap pants and her Band-Aids. And then, I'm not going to make the sound. Mm-hmm. You just came in the middle, D. There you go. Mm-hmm. Oh, Nicole's watching from Greece. Tomiko, I'm telling you, if I had to lay on the floor, Nate, topless, with Band-Aids, and then lay on this nasty floor, I'd be like, I'm going to go get a shower. Mm-mm. No. No. It's the whole thing. Anyway, then there was another one. It was the fight between bats and moths. I didn't enjoy that one as much. You're like, did you enjoy the other one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was in. The whole time I was, I wish they could see my face. I was like, I wish they would do like, you know, like you could watch it, but then watch people's faces. There was some giggling on the other side. And it said from the, it was very open from the front. And it said, listen, they didn't say it's an adult show, but they said it has adult themes. And there might be some nudity, some lights. Patty, I don't know what the message was. Get good Band-Aids? I don't know. Then it was Brooke's turn. Then there was an intermission. And by that point, I had been sitting for a while. And I was like, listen, my side is starting to hurt. So mommy's going to stay until your part is over. And then mommy's going to go. So Brooke came out. and she had her violin, and there was a girl that was like narrating. So she started like narrating, like doing her monologue, and then Brooke was kind of playing underneath. And her piece was called Now Now. And it had a whole bunch of people, and they were in just like jeans and like button down shirts and look cute and adorable. And then they all just kind of improvised around the stage. I don't know. But Brooke was playing. So beautiful. So beautiful. I don't know that I could explain what was going on the stage too much because I was just watching Brooke Blizzard. But she played so beautifully. And it was so funny because she told me later that she had, that the whole thing is improv. And I go, well, their dance is improv based on what you're playing. She goes, well, what I'm playing is improv too. And I was like, what? She was like, yeah, except for that one part. So right in the middle of it, Brooke, right in the middle of her playing. Now I knew it was what they'll say, very ethereal sounds, right? So she was, although it had classical to it, you know, there's some things you can kind of noises you can make like bump, bump, like with your bow. So it did sound a little bit more like classical, but it wasn't anything that I could recognize. It just sounded like beautiful classical music. And sometimes it'd be like real like crazy. And then other times it'd just be really soft and beautiful. But right in the middle of it, I'm listening to her play and I was kind of watching them dance. And then all of a sudden I was like, is she playing Lean on Me? Just like right in the middle of the song. And I was just like, is this Lean on Me? Lean on Me. And then it went back. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, so Brooke was on the left side of the stage, like in the front, and they were all kind of dancing. And then they all get into a line. And then Brooke comes out from the side of the stage. So she wasn't like something you were supposed to be seeing, like front and center, but she was off to the side. And then Brooke came over, and you could tell that whatever she was playing, and I thought it was planned, but I guess she can decide. If she played like really fast and furious, they would have to dance fast and furious. And if she played something soft and sad, they all would start crying. So I didn't know that. I thought that they'd all like choreograph that, but I guess she could just decide what she wanted them to do. It was just so interesting. Yeah, she had a top on, so it was dumb. But So then I had texted her and I said, that was so good. I was getting so excited. It's just funny. I mean, I've talked about our journey with Brooke and, you know, just remembering her being in third grade and just being wondering like what's going to happen with this child and her future and the world and joy and all these things. And now to sit there and she just had such a command of the violin and just looked so happy. And it was like her playing was just flawless. Like she's never, I mean, I guess she gets nervous, but she's never had the nerves take over and her freeze. Like she's just up there doing her thing. And it was just so lovely. And so then when she came home, that's when she told me she improvised the whole thing. And I was like, what? She goes, except for that part where I played Lean on Me. I go, I thought you played Lean on Me. So it was great. It was kooky. It was kooky. But yeah, I was like, yeah, sure. I'm in. I'm coming. So it was good. We had a good, it's 9:15. Minus the boobs right there. You know, solid performance. Mm-hmm. Jill, it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, it was good. It was good. I just, you know, I think we shall, a guy from my church is the violinist on The Voiced. Aw, that's so lovely. It sounds like quite the adventure in art. It was bougie. It was. It was, you know, I feel like every once in a while you got to go kind of see what the kids is up to and their nudie teachers. Tonight is the last night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it hurts to take those Band-Aids off. Can I tell you a story? This is unrelated, but related. So years ago, I competed, you know, Miss New Jersey, Miss America. And so when you are in pageants or gowns or whatever, I don't know how much time you've spent in a gown, but you don't really wear a bra when you have a gown on, right? So there's most of the time there's stuff built into dresses to kind of support you or whatever. Every once in a while, girls might put like a boob pad in. It's like a push-up pad sometimes to make themselves bigger. But there's nothing, you know, you wouldn't wear it, whatever. So sometimes, depending on the color of your gown or the fit of your gown, you'll get like boob stickies. Or sometimes people would use Band-Aids to cover up this part. Mm-hmm. There's titty tape, as Sir Kendall said. So, they used to use Band-Aids. Well, then they got a little bit more advanced and they would make these little petal stickers. I'm sure the fellows love this. They look like little flowers. You know, they're just like a circle, but it's like a petal. Oh, you put it right here. Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, they exist as part of pageantry or dressing up, whatever, fine. Well, one year, I'm hosting Miss New Jersey. And I have to be like real appropriate. So I have to like tone this down a lot. And so at some points, my job is to just announce them as they come out. And then they have to answer a question or something. So I just have to sit quietly. So I'll be like, next contestant, Brooke Blizzard. And then I have to just stand there and wait for them to walk and do their turn. Fine. So one year, I announced somebody's name. And I'm not really walking because for me to keep looking over like looks real dumb. So I usually just look straight out and just wait. I can kind of see them out of my peripheral vision. Well, I'm looking out and just patiently waiting. And there is a strong murmur coming from the audience. Just like, right? Which is not usual. So when that happens, you're like, something's happening. And I see people in the audience going like this. Like poking each other. So now my eye sums up. So I'm looking and the girl is in a white dress and she looks fine to me. So I was just like looking. I'm like trying to figure out, I'm like, what is it? Ooh. And everybody keeps looking. She walks one way, she comes back. I was like, I don't see anything wrong. Why is everybody being so weird about this girl? And then she does one final turn so she can like pose in front of the judges. And that's when I got kind of a glimpse of it, but apparently from the audience, it was much bigger. So apparently, Jane, normally, you know, the sticky pads, you know, help to keep things down, right? Push down. The thing is they're white, right? Which is usually fine. Unless you're wearing a white dress, in which case under the lights of a stage, they glow in the dark. So like if you're in a black dress with white stickies on, fine, but you can't wear white on white. That's like when you wear a white dress, they say wear a white bra. You're like, no girl, wear nude. Mm-hmm. And the light, Trish. So when she came out on stage, she had this beautiful white gown. I'm sure it was probably a crap ton of money. She comes out and then all you saw was flowers just right here, just like headlights.
Mm-hmm.
Amateur. Just. Poof. Yep. I don't know how the judges judged that. They were like, I love flowers. I don't know. But that's where my brain went. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's the whole thing. I don't think she won. Mm-mm. Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know, LaFive. Something something. So here's the thing is, I mean, you can be like, hell, in the store, this looks beautiful. Oh my gosh, at home in our dining room, it looks beautiful. But until you get on stage, girl, no, Vienna didn't. No, we, Lou, how we doing? You want to come say hi? Come say hi. Oh, no, she's about to fall asleep. She's trazodone. Come here. Come say hi to LK. Oh, come here. Come say hi. Yeah.
She's like that. This.
Come here, mama. Come here. Come say hi to everybody. Come up here. Over on this side. She said, I can't. I'm so tired. Did she own it or know about it? No, she didn't know. She didn't know until she walked out. Poor kid. That's the whole thing. Brooke, do you want to tell everybody how many waffles and ice cream you've had? So I went food shopping. Why are you still drinking lemonade if you don't have kidney stones? Just curious, because you must be so sick. I am sick of it, but it's how I ward off kidney stones. So that's why I'm trying to do it. Mm-hmm. And the only other thing I would drink is iced tea, and I'm not supposed to drink that. So I'm going to just stick with lemonade. Mm-hmm. So this whole thing. Hello, Dean. You have to take that trash out today. It's filled with food. Are you going to work?
I'm
trying to. Okay. Dean's still on the mend. Mm-hmm. Can you drink lemon and water versus lemonade? Probably, Trina. I'll probably start to move to that. But I just drink like almost a container like every day and a half between that and water. So yeah, this is my life. Whatever. So today is busy day. Oh, die yesterday. So remember yesterday I had Diana's computer here. I had her desktop and her laptop and her 18,000 photos. And her hard drive. And I was like, Diana, I was like, this desktop is worth nothing. Like, I went online. You can go online to Apple Trade-In and put in the serial number. And it's like, girl, stop. Girl. So I'm trying to get everything off. I said, let's set you up on a Dropbox. How many Dropboxes did you have? Two. I said, what do you? Said it on the line. Hours with Dropbox trying to clear it up. I said, Diana, your computer doesn't have enough memory for all the photos that you have. So let's put it up to the cloud and then we can get it onto the Google. You can't go from your computer right to Google. So you have to go up to the cloud, then down from the cloud to the whole thing. Well, I don't want to pay for it. I go, we have to pay for the cloud for 1 month. We'll put everything up and then we'll bring it back down to Google and then you'll be set up. Because right now you have three libraries and you have three locations and it's just too much and nobody wants that. Well, I don't want to pay for it. I said, so you want me to just trash the computer? No, we're going to keep that computer. Why would we trash it? I go, well, it doesn't work. It doesn't turn on. You can't access anything. It does nothing. It's just full stop. All right. So what do you got to do? I said, we have to sign up for Apple Cloud. We have to push it. I'm not paying for it. I go, I'm not paying for it. So if you're not going to pay for it, I said, we're just going to plug this in and just keep it in the corner. But this is what we did. This is what we did.
What?
All day, every day. For days at a time.
What?
Grandma with her photos.
How long are we keeping this Christmas tree?
We're keeping this Christmas tree up forever. And I expect that there's probably some spring flowers at the post office. Mm-hmm.
What's the next holiday?
Round and round we went, Gab. Round and round. Then I called Google up. I said, Diana, let's just look at your Google and see what you have on the Google. We get on there. I said, you have some pictures here.
Oh,
she goes, really? Really? What's on the Google? I said, I don't know, Dice. And then we go through two or three different Google accounts. I go, how many Googles do you have? I don't know, a couple. I go, you can't. Every time I talk to her, she's like, well, I think I got a couple of those. I go, I don't know. So then when it was all done, I was so aggravated. Not just with her. I had a lot of other aggravating things. Margie, I'm not a fan of just putting photos on hard drives because if that hard drive, I've been the person where the hard drive broke and I lost everything. So I'm not a fan. Yeah. So, I mean, everybody, you got to do what you got to do. But by the time it was done, Here's Diana. Dean, I hope you keep track of how your mom speaks to me. Because when she's old, I want you to do the same thing to her. I go, you mean you want him to sit down with me for 2 days, 8 hours over 2 days and fix all of my technical issues while not doing any of their own work just after they were sick for an entire week? Da, da, da. You mean that, Diana? Mm-hmm. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. Well, then she said, so Nancy, she did her research and it turns out that Google gives you more free space than the cloud does. So she wanted to move to that. So that's what I was trying to do. I said, but we have to go to the cloud first in order to come back down to Google.
No, and she's more lucky during a drive. Because
well, she
I
has a drive.
Google,
she
I
has
it. Google and, it didn't, and then like 5 weeks later, it was like, it's full. And I don't even have it.
Mm-hmm. Shakendra, you're not going to make it. Providing your parents with tech support is the reason why people go to jail. And by people, I mean me. I think I was just straight yelling. I was just like, I'm done. And of course, that's when Dean walks in. He was like, why are you acting like this? I'm like, Dean, it's been 2 days and 18 hours and 16,000 pictures and 2 Google accounts and 2... Mm-hmm. What was that? And of course she does, Kathy. Mm-hmm. And then here she is. She goes, let me ask you something. Let me ask you this, okay? I got all these pictures everywhere. I said, yes, you do. Let me ask you something. What happens if I die? Yeah. Delete them all. So you want me to pay this money to put them up to the cloud? And then when I die, you're just going to delete them? I go, these aren't my pictures. I don't even want half of my pictures. What do I care about your pictures? I don't. I don't care. I don't care about any of it. She goes, look how you talk to people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Angel wings. Laura, I've been saying that for days. I'm like, I'm going to heaven. I don't, it doesn't matter where I go. Just yesterday. I get to go to heaven. I don't know what you guys are doing to get there, but I paid my dues and it was yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Are you taking her to the doctor?
Yeah, she's high as a kite. Can you tell?
Can you tell
yesterday I had to go get my car inspected. Did you know? I don't know if this is everywhere because I have learned the one thing I've learned on this show when it comes to the DMV in the around the country is not the same. So apparently in New Jersey, if your car is new and up to 5 years old, you don't have to get inspected.
Isn't there the MVC?
Yeah, it's motor vehicle. DMV is, well, they're the same. So, well, they go by MVC or DMV. I think it's MVC now. It used to be DMV.
MVC.
I got my plates. I got my new plates. And I had, we don't have car inspections at all. So, So if it's a new car, I guess they figure like the car dealership has an inspection station there. So it's automatically, I don't know. I don't have to get my car inspected for 5 years, but I still had my old plates, which I was trying to hang on to, but they was real janky. So I was glad they got me the new ones. They owe me money. Now that you said it. It should, Autumn. I'm not that cool. Yeah. And then I had to drop off my license plates. And now at the DMV, you have to get your car inspected here, Carrie. It used to be every year in New Jersey. Then they moved it to every 2 years. And I guess now they're trying to lighten it a bit. In Ontario, we don't have inspections. So crazy. It's so crazy to me that they don't like make sure you have using turn signals and brake lights. They were supposed to, Mary. It was a big mess. So, mm-hmm. Annie, she has an external hard drive that she has. She don't know how to get any pictures off. This is my face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no inspections in Florida. That makes sense, Christina. In Wisconsin, no inspection. Kansas, no inspection. New Hampshire, every year, and it sucks. How is that not a national thing? All right, bud, you good? How you feel?
I still feel like
you're like rocking like straight pop up today, but I like your outfit.
Pop-up?
Yeah.
I think it's what's that? Hello, neighbor.
No, Mr. he looks like Rogers. Cuddly pop up. All right, you're gonna be home tonight. You're not working tonight.
No, I got my improv class.
All right, well, take it easy. Maybe not go if you're not feeling good. Okay. All right, I love you.
See you later.
Bye. New York every year. Every year in Maine. Is it just the Northeast? It feels like it's just the Northeast. My car's so old, they don't even care. It's just a visual expression. Like, Victoria's like, it looks like a car. Give us $7. You can go on your way. They don't care. It's so funny. It is. It's very funny. He is. Shikendra. He got his grub pop shirt on. Bougie, he got like 7 jobs. All my kids have 7 jobs. I have 7 jobs. I don't know where they get it. Hola, overslept. Oh, Alejandra, look who decided to show up. We're wrapping it up, so thanks for coming. But you are going to want to go back and watch because I did only for a car sale of a used car. In Connecticut, it's only emissions. Ohio, only certain counties. How do you... What? That's really funny. That's really funny. Anyway. Yeah, Andrea, get back to work. Waiting on you. Andrea's rolling merch all weekend. She gonna be exhausted by the time Monday rolls around. But we're getting ready to ship merch on Monday and Tuesday. So it's going to be a busy day here. So Andrea's got to get to it. I know. Anyway, so busy over here. Hope you enjoyed our fun stories from last night. Today I'll be bebopping around, taking a drunk dog to the vet. Lou, come here. Come say bye to everybody. Come on. Come here. Come on. Lou. Did you ever wonder if your dogs would protect you if you were being murdered? Or if they, there's this guy I follow on Instagram. I think it's called, is it Slingly Dogs or Slingy Dogs or something? But it's this guy and he's got the dog whistle and he trains dogs to be like working dogs. And he's got like 12 of them. They all look exactly the same. Like they might be like, they're all not retrievers. Labs, they're all labs. And come here, Lou. And he will like shoot like, you know, like a thing. I wanna say shot put, but that's not it, you know. Where they launch something, the dog has to go get it. And 12 dogs will sit there and just wait their turn. He'll throw something. Not one dog will run. They just, and all eyes on him. They just stare at him. He's like, Sue, go. And Sue, and only Sue, will go. And then he'll call them one by one. And they will not move until their name is called. And he got the whistle. But I'll listen. I'll watch. Come here, Lou. Come here. Honey, you got to walk a little. You're just standing still. Come here. Come on. Come to work. Come on. Up here. Come here. But the whistle that he uses is like a dog whistle. And Ruby, I don't know if she loves it or hates it. Look, she's stuck. She's like, I can't get my leg up. Come on. Up, up. She's like, sometimes I think about ice cream. Oh, you smell a little bit. You smell like tuna. Oh. Yeah. Nobody's getting in this house without our labs barking. It's just whether or not the person realizes the dogs are excited to see them and not because it's a new person.
Mm-hmm.
You okay? She said, look, you see her one eye? This side is not open. She's going to be okay. She said, hey. I just bought a cover for the front seat of the car. And I put it in my car. So I'm all ready because she's getting in a new car, which, you know, I'm not excited about. But I got her, I got a cover. I got a special seat for you. And I got a seatbelt holder, too. She's like, okay. Okay, she got the eye boogies. Oh, big cry, sorry. You're not yourself. It's hard to make fun of you when you're not feeling good and you're high as a kite. Okay. All right. Okay. She's, yeah. Anyway, that's what Brooke asked me. She's like, can dogs get pink eye? We think she might have stuck her head in this tree or something outside.
Mm-hmm. She's always trying to dig that hole.
All right, Kezia, I decided I should start making my bed every day like you. We'll see how long it lasts. Kezia, I'm telling you. And you gotta have nice pillows and you gotta get the white quilt, Kezia, at the bottom of the bed. You lay the quilt down and then you do a triple fold. Kezia. I'm telling you, girl, I got my bed last night. It was nice. But you got to get the white quilt and then the big pillows. I have a lot of time on my hands and a dog that's high as a kite. Keep that in mind. All right, I have to go. All right, this was fun. We should do it again, you know, all the time. So be here tomorrow. There is a chance that we have some great guests tomorrow. Mooney's working on it. She's always up to something. So stay tuned for tomorrow. We might have some fun people. Otherwise, have a great day. I will be bebopping all day long. Most likely be really tired tomorrow because I have boom, 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 boom all day. And none of it's fun. Fan fold the blanket to make it really bougie. Judy, show me a picture of what fan fold means. I don't know what that is. I'll show you my fold if you show me your fold. She's like, all right, let me make a video. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching. As always, as Judy from Saskatoon says, fan fold your blanket. And have a great day and a blessed day. And thanks for watching as always. We'll see you tomorrow with two good eyes.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.